How many ways can you say yes or no? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Howe, associate professor in the Department of English at the graduate school Fukuoka University, Japan, explores this question.
It might seem that yes and no are simple words, but there's the standard yes and no, informal yeah and nah, and regional aya and nay. We also have political aye and yay and triumphant yay. And we can say yep and nope. We can vocalize as uh-huh and uh-uh and gesture by nodding and shaking our heads. So we have more than a dozen ways of communicating yes or no. This tri-modality, language, vocalization and gesture, is quite exceptional, making yes and no an important area of research in understanding the origins of human communication. In the east of England, there are two additional words for yes and no, jeus and dow. Jeus and dow are also used in America. Colonists probably brought jeus and dow to New England in the 17th century. 400 years later, this distinctive feature of Eastern English still survives. Dow and jeus are not recorded in the Oxford English Dictionary. However, the Dictionary of American Regional English cites dow in Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, and possibly New York State. There's also deo in Rhode Island and dow in New Hampshire. For jeus, jess is recorded in parts of New England and jass in upstate New York. Where do these emphatic words for yes and no come from? Jeus and dow most likely developed from dear yes and dear no. New Englanders migrated north to Canada and west to the Pacific. Cities founded by settlers from New England include Chicago, Seattle, and San Francisco. Is it possible that the jeus and dow of my forefathers traveled that far? That's the subject of my future research.
That was Stephen Howe of the Graduate School Fukuoka University, Japan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.